Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Lynn Anderson. She's a yoga therapist, a naturopathic doctor, and author of Sex Matters, The Natural Way. Lynn, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much, Christopher. It's happy to be here.
So let's talk about sex. Now, that term, that word, as you're saying, Lynn, it's oftentimes, unfortunately, it's so loaded, but when it's all said and done, especially for me, let's say growing up as a guy, I was born and raised Catholic, and I remember how sex oftentimes is perceived as something bad, something dirty. And then when you get older, when guys have a lot of sex, they're considered a stud. When girls have a lot of sex, considered a slut. And both of them are absolutely not true. There's just these cultural mores that we all believe in. But at the end of the day, we all came from sex, or maybe you want to say mom and dad had love. But at the end of the day, from a purely biological evolution standpoint, we all came this way. And it's so natural. So let's talk about, first of all, why you chose to write a book about sex matters and called The Natural Way, which I love the title, by the way.
Well, two things. One, you know, sex matters. What that means is basically that from the very beginning, the very first thing you are, before you have a name, before you have a face, before you have anything, is a sexual being. You are identified as either male or female, whatever your sex is identified first, and then you get a name. And then you know, that's how it works. So the very first thing that we are in this world is a sexual being. And our sexuality follows us throughout our entire life, our orientation, whatever direction we take in life. It affects every aspect of life. If you remove the sexual aspect of from human life, everything else will fall apart. We buy cars based upon sex. We dress based upon sex. Everything has a sexual orientation towards it. That is the drive. It is the basic human drive to procreate, to continue the species. And we can, so when we oftentimes think of sex, we go to, you know, the erotic, to that side. But my book is about how to, that sex matters, so get sexually healthy the natural way. And it's about bringing in diet, exercise, herbs, aromatherapy, color therapy, all of the things that have to do with the natural sciences, which is what naturopathy is, or a naturopathic doctor. It's what they do. We teach the natural sciences. All of those things affect you every single day sexually.
That's amazing, Lynn. I mean, frankly, anyone that can talk about this in a mature light is great, because like I said prior to our podcast starting, it's so much sexualized and sensualized. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, as you said, I'm so fascinated, Lynn, by your story and how you share it. When did you start realizing this? Because especially as a woman, again, in Western society, women, it's just the word sex, like I said, you say it in such a mature, powerful, profound way. I'm just very fascinated and curious. How did you have this understanding of this depth of sex, and, you know, your understanding of how you see it relative to everything? That's fascinating to me.
Well, I think it all ties in with my study of naturopathy. I am also a master herbalist and a master aromatherapist. So when you start to study the natural aspect of life, you realize, you pull back and you realize that, you know, all of these things, all of these things involve how you evolve as a human being. Now, sex, as I said, you know, and I'll pull you all the way back, it is the very first thing you are as a human being. Yeah. So if you look at it that way, you know, I am a woman. I am a female. I was, you know, I was a female before my mother gave me a name, right?
Yeah, that's before powerful.
And that's a very powerful thing to think about. And then your sexuality, your orientation, how you go, what you do in life is driven by your sexuality. But we get it confused. We put it in the erotic sense, or as you said, we can put guilt in there and all kinds of things that we put into the sexual aspect, when it's really a very natural thing. It's very natural to be sexually healthy. And that doesn't necessarily mean having multiple partners or being, you know, it sexually healthy means to have a positive attitude. It means that you are feel good about your sexuality and your sensuality, and you share that in a natural way.
No, I love that. And your advice will be pertinent to men and women, but for women especially, what would you suggest for women? Because like I said, the stigma is that if guys have a lot of sex, they're studs. If girls have a lot of sex, they're sluts. And mm-hmm. I'm curious, I hear what you're saying about looking at it more holistically, but I'm curious if you were talking to women specifically in terms of how they view sex, what would you say?
Well, I would say the most wonderful thing that we all enjoy is sex. You know, women enjoy sex as much as men. Unfortunately, over the years, there's been that stigma there. It's okay to for boys, but you better be a good girl. And what is a good girl? But women have, you know, sexual desires. Women have, you know, they enjoy sex as much as men. My book takes you is it's doing it in a healthy manner. You know, it's not healthy to go out and just have sex with everyone in town for a number of reasons. There's a physical aspect. There's disease. There's all of those things you have to think about. Emotionally, it can be very difficult on a person. Sex is something that's very beautiful. And when we approach it from a beautiful, natural standpoint, whether you have a number of partners throughout your life or one partner throughout your life, if you're enjoying it from that standpoint, how can it possibly be bad?
No, I like how you said sex is beautiful. Like I said, personally, since I grew up Catholic, there's so much guilt involved with not even sex, but masturbation, like all these different things mm-hmm. where it took me a while to really unpack that. Because again, as you said, it's natural, it's beautiful, it's who we are. So I'm curious, Lynn, when people read your book, what do you hope they achieve, gain, or feel, and just see in terms of what you want them to see or feel?
Well, I hope that they understand that, you know, your sexual health is just as important as your heart health or your brain health. You know, we think about, oh, I've got to keep my heart healthy, so I have to eat these kinds of foods and I have to do this. Well, your sexual health, which is your hormones and all of those things, those biological things, are all fed by what you eat, by what you do, by exercise, diet, you know, the different things that you can bring into your life naturally to enhance your sexual self. So I hope that people come away with focusing on their sexual health, and just as they would focus on their heart health, their kidney health, all of it's all together.
And that's amazing. Now, given that this is a much longer term topic we can talk about, but really it sounds like it's really a mindset about how you see and view sex for both men and women, but also in terms of the more practicality, are there certain herbs or a certain sense or certain things that we can all do to perhaps when we meet someone, we're going to be intimate. Are there certain things that you found helpful?
Well, I think it's very important for people to approach sex or other people from a healthy standpoint, their healthy standpoint. And that means physically and mentally and soulfully. You know, the most beautiful thing in the world is when two people come together and they make love and they create a new soul in the world. That's the most beautiful thing in the world when we approach life that way. So I think that part of the problem with our sexuality is oftentimes people are very insecure and very confused about their sexuality. And that can lead us into trouble when we get involved with other people.
Yeah, that's so profound, Lynn. Again, what you just shared, we've never had someone on our podcast talking about this topic, and yet it's literally the most fundamental thing that we are as a human being, or even mm-hmm. if you're not a human being, any animal, frankly, as well. So Lynn, how can our guests learn more about you, learn about your book, your yoga, your naturopathic doctor? What's the best way to contact you?
Well, they can go to my website at drlynn.com. So it's spelled out drlynn.com. And there is a link there for my email, which is info@drlynn.com. They're more than welcome to email me. I'm pretty good about answering my emails. And if you go to my website, you will, you'll find out about the classes that I teach online, because I'm teaching Zoom classes online, and all the books and various DVDs that I've produced, and I produced a TV show, and all of that kind of stuff is all there.
That's awesome. Lynn, thank you again for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.